Standing in front of Woodruff Park in downtown Atlanta is a 9-scooter stable with a charging cord in each spot. So why bring it here first?
To prove that micromobility can work here in a safe and reliable way.
That's Dan Waldman, co-founder of Charge, the company that makes the docking stations. He says they plan to install 250 of them in Atlanta, all within the 3-mile radius of the Beltline. There are currently 7 companies with scooters in the city. Earlier this year, Atlanta City Council passed regulations to help control the boom, like requiring companies to get a permit before operating here and setting limitations on where scooters can be ridden and parked. But City Councilman Matt Westmoreland says they still have a problem with clutter.
And if something like this can be a piece of the solution to getting them out of the middle of the sidewalk and off to a side where they can both be away from pedestrians and charging, I think that's a win.
The charging station also caught the eye of Atlanta resident Diandra Kinchelow. She says right now, it seems like a good idea.
I drop it off right at the charger station, try to be more considerate. Everybody got to do their part to, you know, keep them out the street.
As for juicers, the people who get paid to collect and charge the scooters, they're free to use the stations too. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.